This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Butter Chicken Without the Bird. India's quiet food revolution is already being served up. If you think India's future food scene is all about lab coats and Silicon Valley suits, think again. The next big biryani, the next luscious kebab, the next cheesy naan might be made with zero cows, zero chickens, and zero guilt. And it's all happening in kitchens and labs you've probably never heard of. This isn't just about trendy food swaps or eco-virtue signalling. It's about survival. India has a massive protein problem. The average Indian consumes just 0.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day, a figure far below the global average and dramatically under the recommended levels for healthy living. College students, supposedly at their most active, growing stage of life, are getting 30 to 50% less protein than they should. And with the population still surging past 1.4 billion, it's not just about feeding people anymore, it's about fueling futures. Enter a new wave of Indian food tech pioneers who are hacking the ancient kitchen with futuristic tools and building a protein-secure India from the plate up. Biocraft Foods, a quiet giant in Mumbai's startup ecosystem, is using cellular agriculture to grow actual chicken fillets, printing only the parts you want to eat. No feathers, no suffering, no waste. Just clean, juicy protein that could slip straight into a butter chicken without grandma batting an eyelid. Meanwhile, in Delhi, Clear Meat is pushing minced meat into the future. They're growing real animal cells into keema for samosas and galooti kebabs, but without a living animal ever entering the equation. Think of it as farming without farms. No antibiotics, no hormones, no drama. And if you think the dairy industry is untouchable, Fix 44 is quietly rewriting the rulebook in Bangalore. Instead of buffaloes, they're using precision fermentation to brew casein and whey, the exact same proteins making milk, paneer, and yogurt. Only this time, without the methane clouds. Speaking of dairy disruptors, Gujarat's Zero Cow Factory has cracked the code on animal-free, lactose-free dairy. Their microbe-driven milk is already setting the stage for future ghee, cheese, and yogurt tasting just as creamy, minus the environmental hangover. But it's not all lab coats and fermentation tanks. Good Dot, based in Udaipur, is proving you can win hearts and taste buds without a PhD. Their Vegican and Unmutton Dabba kit are crafted for the Indian kitchen. Spicy, rich, masala-loaded, plant-based proteins fitting seamlessly into everyday curries, biryanis, and wraps. No bland soy burgers here, this is unapologetically desi. And then there's Imagine Meats out of Mumbai, co-founded by Bollywood's own Janelia and Ritesh Deshmukh. They're taking plant-based indulgence mainstream, so think kebabs, koftas, and biryanis, looking, cooking, and tasting like the real deal. Family dinners, catered weddings, street food stalls, they're aiming straight for the soul of Indian food culture. So why is this bigger than just food trends? Because in India, food isn't just fuel, it's family, identity, ritual. You can't swap out butter chicken for a sad Western-style tofu patty and expect anyone to be fooled. You need the heat, the texture, the flavour bombs that make a meal unforgettable. You need food speaking the language of the Indian kitchen, but with new grammar of precision fermentation, cultivated meat, plant proteins. The truth is, India doesn't have a choice to innovate. With limited land, shrinking freshwater supplies, and skyrocketing demand, traditional animal agriculture simply can't scale fast enough or sustainably enough to close the protein gap. This isn't fake food. It's smarter food, food designed to save a nation's future without sacrificing its soul. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.